municipality of Pavullo. In pursuit of history, the villages of Semese, Lavacchio and Gaiato. Our explorations now take us to other small villages high in the hills, places brimming with history and human interest. Perched on a rise 803 metres above sea level, the castle of Semese dominates the wide Verica Valley, in visual contact with many other castles and towers of Frignano's ancient defence system. Because of its privileged geographical position, naturally suited to observation and signalling, Semese was already inhabited in Neolithic times, as shown by archaeological finds from the area. The castle settlement dates back to the 13th century, but it's likely that the main building already existed in the previous century. Long under the dominion of the powerful Da Verica family, in the 13th century, the fiefdom was joined to the estates of the Montecuculi, who saw to strengthening its fortifications. Towards the end of the 1300s, the feudatory lord of Semese was Lanzilotto, a man of violent, arrogant character, who carried on a long and bloody dispute with his cousin Gaspare, lord of Montecuculo, over an issue of inheritance. Gaspare died suddenly, and Lanzilotto took possession of his dominions, pitilessly putting to death his young sons, Corsino and Antonio, by having them thrown into the castle cistern. Lanzilotto escaped justice and went on to become the powerful owner of a large part of the Montecuculi fiefdom. In 1630, Francesco Montecuculi returned Semese to the ducal chamber, receiving in exchange the fiefdom of Guiglia. From the castle, there is a stunning view. On one side, the Apennine Ridge, dominated by Mount Cimone. On the other, a valley with the Scoltenna River winding through it. The castle, currently a private residence, consists of various buildings that frame the ancient courtyard. Centuries ago, however, its architecture was more complex. The main entrance featured a drawbridge and a ravelin, a special kind of fortification built to defend the main gate. A drawing from the early 1600s shows the castle with four towers. The main one, built on the remains of early medieval fortifications, was substantially lowered in the 1500s and turned into a bell tower. The village, clustered around a large grassy square, also has some interesting buildings. The church of San Giacinto, now a private dwelling, was commissioned by Enea Montecuculi and built in 1598 on top of an earlier building. The five niches that adorn the elegant facade contain statues, now housed in the parish church of Verica, thought to be by the 16th century sculptor Antonio Begarelli, or his school. A stone's throw away to the north of the castle lies the small oratory of San Rocco, restored by Enea Montecuculi, as testified by a plaque walled into the facade. An act of devotion on the occasion of the great outbreak of plague that struck the fiefdom in the early 1600s. This ancient building may well date back to the 1400s, but there are theories that it was a much earlier pagan place of worship, converted into a chapel in the Romanesque period. Gaiato. Continuing southwards, you can enjoy a walk in the unspoilt surroundings of the Sasso Guidano Nature Reserve. Then head for the village of Gaiato, a medieval settlement once part of the Montecuculi fiefdom. When the sons of Count Frignano split up their extensive estates with two successive agreements in 1536 and 1544, Gaiato and Renna went to Andrea, who became progenitor of the Renna branch of the family. At the highest point of the village, in a strategic position commanding the Scoltenna, Panaro and central Frignano valleys, rises the Gaiato Tower. Built in Matilda of Canossa's times on earlier Roman and Byzantine fortifications, it was enlarged and fortified by the Montecuculi family, who made it into a substantial fortress. All that now remains is the crumbling tower, two cisterns, and some parts of the walls. Lavacchio. Further on, we come to La Vacchia, whose tower rises proudly to dominate a landscape that was once the preserve of the Montecuccoli family. A watchtower on the Modena Pistoia road, it retains elements of the original structure, such as the raised gateway and two ledges that supported a trapdoor used by the guards to drop stones, pitch, or other blazing liquids on any enemy bold enough to try and climb the defensive walls. Another curious feature are the modern murals painted on the walls of the village houses.